You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Joe Muselli, who revolutionized the beauty industry when she began a small family-ran entrepreneurial company called Extreme Lashes in 2005. Now with 50 corporate employees, international franchisees in 28 countries, and over 14,000 trained lash stylists practicing rewarding and profitable careers in the lash industry, including her own flagship Extreme Lashes Studio, Muselli's dream of enriching and empowering women's lives has become a reality. Joe Muselli, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Hello there. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're certainly anxious to know the story behind founding Extreme Lashes. So how did Extreme Lashes begin as an entrepreneurial venture?
Well, in 2005, after approximately a decade of being a pediatric ICU nurse at Texas Children's Hospital, working with women and seeing their struggles every day to look and feel beautiful and still be productive, confident women in the workforce, I decided to develop a product that would enhance the confidence and enrich the lives of women and empower women to look and feel beautiful all day, every day, with a long-lasting, low-maintenance product, Extreme Lashes Eyelash Extensions. And so basically, I had two goals in mind, and one goal was to empower, enrich, and enrich the lives of women through providing them with the opportunity to have rewarding and profitable careers, making women look and feel beautiful, and empowering the lives of the consumer to give her the option of a beauty product that enhances the most important feature of her personality, of her body, which is the eye, with a long-lasting, low-maintenance product, Extreme Lashes Eyelash Extensions.
How has your family contributed to your entrepreneurial success?
Well, at the time that I started the business, actually then I'm going to have to plug in my third goal. I had a great family that I wanted to share this opportunity with. I had a great husband. I had just gotten remarried. I had a great husband who offered me the opportunity to branch out and follow my passion of beauty. I had been in the health industry, and health and beauty go hand in hand, and I wanted to develop this product for women. And also I wanted to keep my family engaged. I have a very talented family. My husband is a chemical engineer, and he's also has an MBA. So he helped me with the financials and the accounting. My oldest son, Maher, he was an entrepreneur at the time, 23 years old, and he owned an internet marketing company. And so he helped me from the perspective of launching us directly into the internet, which is very essential in today's world to have a profitable business. My oldest daughter, Noor, is a creative artist, and so she brought the art into Extreme Lashes. So we call it the mother-daughter art and science. So I brought the scientific side of the procedure, and Noor brought in the artistic side, and so she helped me to create the technique, the Extreme Lashes technique, which is part science, part art. And then my younger son, Mo, he actually was the public relations specialist at the ripe old age of 19, and he helped us launch Extreme Lashes into Hollywood through the Grammys and the Emmys and, applying lashes on the celebrities.
How did Extreme Lashes become the leader in its industry?
I really attribute that to my registered nursing profession. Being a registered nurse, of course, people don't think of registered nurses starting a company, but registered nurses have what is called the holistic care. And, of course, we use the scientific process, the nursing process. And as a registered nurse, you are part caregiver and nurturer and you are part science and medicine. And so being a registered nurse, being in the intensive care unit specifically, I was exposed to surgical procedures, bedside procedures with little tiny babies. And what that did for me was it helped me to create a systematic approach for the product, how to apply extreme lashes professionally. It also exposed me to quality, safety, and support. It, I learned as a registered nurse that everything needs to be documented and created in a policy and a procedure in a systematic way. And so when I ran the business, right off the bat, I didn't just have this great idea, but I knew that we had to document everything that was going to be replicated. And so we started out with policies and procedures and started with a one-man show department. But in every department, we focused on if this is going to be replicated, we need to document it so that anytime we add an employee, we can actually grow into a bigger department, into a bigger business. But I think ultimately being a pediatric ICU nurse, you never say no. You're always on the move. You know, you've got a critically ill baby, so your objective is never say no to resuscitating and saving someone's life. So anytime an opportunity came from one of our customers, from one of our employees, we didn't say no. We seized the day and just created it and made it happen.
Today we are with the founder of Extreme Lashes, Joe Muselli, here on Enterprise Radio. What challenges have you had to overcome over the years?
Probably the biggest challenge is that we did not have, there were no eyelash extensions when we started Extreme Lashes. We had to create this product from scratch. There was not a blueprint. And of course, when you're creating something innovative from scratch, you have to do it yourself. And you have to, it's not like I can go out there and hire professionals that were experienced in eyelash extension development, production, education, training. And so that was the major challenge, is that we had to do it all ourselves, which is also challenging and rewarding at the same time. Educating the consumer about a product that was not even even available. So, you know, getting them to understand that this is actually an option for you, Extreme Lashes eyelash extensions. Also, educating the beauty professional. From the very beginning, I decided that because we're working with the eye area, which is, you know, so quality, safety, hygiene is very, very important. So it was very difficult to convince beauty professionals that these eyelash extensions are not the old-fashioned lash strip that anybody can apply. These are applied one lash extension at a time, individually to the individual lashes through a very systematic policy and procedural approach, and that they had to come to training. And so probably the biggest challenge is, why can't I do this? I've been an esthetician for 25 years. No, you need to come to a hands-on training and certification program so that we can teach you how to create safe and beautiful lash extensions, every time. So it was challenging to educate people about what are extreme lashes, why do I have to go to a certified professional, why do I have to be a health and beauty professional to come to the training, and why do I have to take the training program.
So what motivates you to continue expanding and advancing your company?
The motivation for me is probably the biggest motivator for me is the stories we get every day. Every day we get testimonials from consumers that tell us how beautiful they look and feel. They wake up in the morning to long, beautiful, luscious lashes without the hassles of mascara. They can start their day, they can go to work, they can, you know, take their kids to school, they feel beautiful, they feel confident, so that is very motivating. The other motivation for me are the testimonials that I get from health and beauty professionals who write in or call in to say that Extreme Lashes has given me a very rewarding and profitable career, and it basically allows us here at the company, we've grown from 0 to 50 employees in 5 years, to be motivated and driven to provide better products, better service to our customers.
I tell you, you've got quite a website, and I certainly recommend our listeners to check it out. But tell us, where's the best place for our listeners to get more information on Extreme Lashes?
Well, the best place is to go to our website, www.extremelashes.com, and our toll-free number is pretty easy to remember, 1-877-BIG-LASH. And you can call in, and we have customer service 7 days a week, or you can go to our website and read all about us and give us a call.
And in conclusion, Joe, what could you lend our listeners in form of a parting tip that would help any entrepreneur out there who's looking to start a business in the future?
Well, I think that the most important thing to remember as an entrepreneur is scalability. Many entrepreneurs have that big, great idea, and they're visionary, which is essential to becoming an entrepreneur. But if you don't take that, if you don't write things down, scalability is taking that great idea and creating a systematic, organized approach with policies and procedures that allow you to grow your organization in a structured and organized way as you are providing this unique, innovative product or service. So write it down. If it's going to have to be replicated by someone else, write it down just like you would a recipe, so that when you add employees, they can come into a structured and organized system.
Joe, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thank you very much, Eric, for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
And that was the founder of Extreme Lashes, Joe Muselli. And for more information, visit extremelashes.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
The more you can acquire market-valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast, right here on EPN.